Radio 1's Essential Mix.
The 25. From the biggest festival fields to the darkest dance floors.
Turn it up and feel the groove.
Essential.
Over 30,000 records played.
Over and over.
Over 3,000 hours of mixing.
Life is our dance floor.
The beats never stop.
Elevated by this essential beat.
Essential.
Nothing is that divine.
BBC Radio 1's Essential Mix at 25.
Thank you, Scott, and hello. Welcome to a very special night here on BBC Radio 1, celebrating our now world-famous Essential Mix turning 25. The champagne's on ice, the DJs are ready, and we're here till 1 in the morning. My name's Danny Howard, and alongside me is the man who started it all, Mr. Pete Tong.
Thank you, Danny. A huge night ahead of us. Very proud to be here. Let's get your Friday night started, shall we? As we say, welcome to a very essential weekend.
Here, congratulations on reaching 25 years of the Essential Mix. What a milestone. Let's have another 25, shall we?
Radio 1.
Essential Mix at 25.
Let me take the night, I love real easy. And I know that you still want to see me. On the Sunday morning music ran loud. Let me love you while the moon is still out.
The feeling won't let me sleep. exhausting. The way you move, the way you feel. One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need. One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need.
Congratulate BBC Radio 1 on 25 years of The Essential Mix. I can't believe it's been so long. It's incredible. Every single amazing DJ that is now playing in the world has had an Essential Mix, no question about it. I've heard a lot of the original ones from the early years when it was still vinyl, and it's so satisfying to know that now, even though the technology has changed so much, it's still all about the music.
Essential Mix at 25.
Good to hear from some big names in dance who have done an essential mix. Before this, from Calvin Harris, that was a track featuring Dua Lipa and One Kiss, and of course in the background the unmistakable sounds of Kölsch and Grey.
Radio 1's
Essential Mix at 25.
Turn it up and feel the groove.
Essential.
Hello, hello, how are you? Pete Tong and Danny Howard live and direct from the world-famous BBC Radio 1 studios, and for good reason too. Tonight we're very proud to be celebrating 25 years of the original radio mix series, The Essential Mix. To put that into numbers, that's nearly 1,300 mixes, over 3,000 hours of mixing, and over 30,000 records shared with you. So to celebrate that fact, we've asked some of the biggest names associated with The Essential Mix over the years, as long as some future stars as well, to join us here in our own purpose-built club. Yeah. In the live lounge. It's amazing, Danny.
It looks incredible. And we are going in big tonight. Taking over our club, our live lounge tonight, will be one of the most in-demand house and techno DJs right now. Patrick Topping will be here. Also, the production powerhouse and party starter. I mean, we couldn't have an Essential Mix party without this guy. Scream is going to be here. We open the show with this massive track, Neutron Dance, Crystal Clear, will be with us.
Spangly pants.
Can I explain that one later, Pete? A firm favourite amongst all our DJs here at Radio 1, Mr. Paul Wolford.
He's the man.
And Radio 1 residency star and globally renowned DJ and producer, we're so thrilled she could join us, the Black Madonna.
It's going to be crazy in there. In addition, we'll have live sets from Shy FX, Derek May, Techno Pioneer, and Derek Carter, House Pioneer, Heidi, Nicole Mudabar, Errol Alkin, and Slam. Also joining us will be, it's the smallest club ever, just 30 Radio 1 listeners. Nearly 3,000 of you applied to be here with us tonight. But don't worry, if you didn't get a ticket, because that is the joy of radio, you can take the music with you, whatever you're doing tonight. You'll also be able to watch all the live sets on the iPlayer, the international version, the UK version, Radio 1 website as well. And let us know how and where you're listening tonight. We'd also like to hear all about the essential mixes that have stayed with you over the years, the ones that really moved you. Text 81199 or tweet at BBCR1 hashtag EssentialMix25 as we continue now by taking a look back at just a small selection of names that have taken to our hallowed Essential Mix decks.
Radio 1's
Essential Mix at 25.
Hey, what's up? This is Eric Murillo.
Hi, Radio 1. This is Disclosure.
I think what's so special about the Essential Mix, it's that it's just become one of the best brands in the UK. Touched so many people. If you're a part of it, you know you're part of something special.
Hi, this is Paul Oakenfold.
This is Laurent Garnier.
My name is Nina Krenz.
Essential Mix is a very important tool for DJs around the world. It really gives them a platform to express themselves musically.
Hi, I'm Helena Haupt, and I won the Essential Mix last year.
Hey, it's David Geller for the Essential Mix.
Hi, this is Bicep.
I think it's amazing that this has been going for such a long time. It's fantastic that you do this at the BBC and that you give DJs the opportunity to share music with people and to record like a 2-hour mix and reach a wider audience with it as well. So happy birthday, Essential Mix.
Hi, this is Moby, wishing Pete and everyone at the Essential Mix a happy 25th birthday.
Hi, this is Maya Jane Coles.
Hi, nous sommes Justice.
I remember my first Essential Mix. It amazed me that I was going to be doing a dance mix for potentially millions of people on really, you know, the most well-regarded, most esteemed mix show in the world.
Hey, Pete Tong and Radio 1, it's Tiesto.
Hi, this is Tom from the Chemical Brothers.
Hey, this is Black Coffee.
This is Honey Dijon.
Hey guys, it's Steve Angelo.
Congratulations on the 25th anniversary of your Essential Mix series. I'm a huge fan, so keep them coming.
Hello, Pete. It's Eric Pritz here. Congrats to you, mate, and Radio 1 for 25 years of The Essential Mix. I've loved working on my Essential Mixes over the years. They've been a really big part of my career. Again, congratulations, and here's to another 25.
If every day goes like this, how do we survive?
Essential Mix at 25.
BBC Radio 1. It's Danny Howard and Pete Tong with you, celebrating 25 years of the Essential Mix here on Radio 1.
Radio 1's Essential Mix at 25. Life is our dance
floor. And the list of Essential Mix stars is literally endless. You heard from a small selection of them there just before we got into Eric Prydz and Everyday. But the first man to take to those decks is, of course, in the studio right now.
Yo.
The voice and the brains behind the Essential Mix, Pete Tong.
Hey, I'm a guest on my own show.
I know. How does it
That's
feel?
That's surreal.
Yeah, 25 years. I mean, hearing all those names before we got into the Eric Prydz tune, I mean, it gave me goosebumps. How did it make you
feel? I agree.
Feel?
I'm just very proud of the heritage, the legacy that we've created here together. Couldn't have done it without the unbelievable support of BBC Radio 1. What an amazing institution it is to champion and to give us this platform and leave it there for 25 years. Yeah. And I think, you know, obviously each and every week the performances are what make the show, but actually by the show being there week in, week out for 25 years, then it obviously adds a gravitas to the brand and what it means to do an Essential Mix. And so proud that it still counts for people, that people still work their way up to get an Essential Mix, and they see it as a big stepping stone in their careers. So a lot has changed over 25 years, but the show is still moving the needle. So and it's amazing. Like back in the day, it was also a kind of undercover, covert way of taking Radio 1 out to the clubs. I mean, if you look at the history of the Essential Mix, there was an awful lot of live shows at the beginning because it was our way of going out and just plugging into what was an explosion of kind of youth culture in the UK at the time. So, amazing.
And from the live mixes in the studio to the world, where else have you done Essential Mixes over the 25 years?
Pretty much everywhere. We went down to Brazil for Skull Beats. We've been to New York a few times, got to do it from the legendary Twilo and Centrafly output more recently. Bondi Beach, I'll always remember, on the beach there, 2000 into 2001, New Year's Eve with Carl Cox. And of course, Carl did one of the most incredible shows. 1999 happened to be a Friday night on Radio 1, 31st of December, and we went, he started off proceedings in Australia, and then we took over, we used our base in Liverpool, and then we picked up with Carl again after he'd got on a plane and flown across the international dateline and did the closing New Year's Eve set from Hawaii. So it was all part of the Essential Mix legend. I mean, we've been to Exit. We've obviously documented so many great moments, like going to Love Parade. It was the first time an English radio station got invited into Berlin, and we were there in the monument. I'll always remember with us and the Radio 1 crew up there. We did Love Parade in the UK. The first Creamfields when it was actually in Winchester. So I think we had Sasha and Digweed on that show.
I love the fact that Carl Cox chased New Year's Eve around the world. Brilliant.
Yeah, Carl was like our resident. I mean, he holds the record. I think he's like 46 or 47 Essential Mixes because we used to send him out. And Oki did a lot of those as well, and many, many great shows from Cream. It was so radical then for a DJ like Paul Oakenfold to take a residency in Liverpool when he was from London. I mean, how the world's changed.
Let's go back to around this time, 25 years ago. Do you remember your first Essential Mix?
I kind of do. I was working at a record company in the time. We had offices in Hammersmith, and I remember sitting up all night one night. And I don't know why I did it there and not at home, but I set up a little DJ booth in an office that wasn't my own office, and I sat there with a DAT recorder, kind of rehearsing the mix, over and over and over again, and getting to like, you know, it's 90 minutes in and then the record's skipping or me messing up a mix and then having to start in the days when you had to start again and do it all over again. So I can't really remember what I played. I believe you're going to play a bit of it now.
We're going to jog your memory. We're going to revisit your first ever Essential Mix, but in mini mix form. So here it is.
Yeah, there you go.
Pete Tong's first ever Essential Mix in under 5 minutes.
I believe in the power of the mix.
It's a mini mix.
Do you remember?
with me, Pete Tong, live and direct from those world-famous studios. Hang on.
BBC Now fully grown, larger in stature, in size and in...
And just like that, the Essential Mix was born.
I sound like It's Everything if I go back 25 years.
I saw you writing stuff down as well.
I can't remember half of them. I'm not proud of all of them, but God, moments in my life. How good did that sound? I've got to play that again.
And
Blow Your Whistle and like some left field in there. I mean, it's mad going back. And all I wanted to do was like copy what they were doing in America at the time. When I was going to New York all the time, they had these mix shows on these New York radio stations, and I just wanted to bring that vibe back. So that's how it all started.
I think, and what you did there was replicating what people were doing at home, where they were either recording it on tape or they were writing it down frantically, because I don't think they had Shazam 25 years ago.
Now, people used to send a letter in the post, and then about 3 weeks later they'd get an answer. That's what brilliant. That tune was. Yeah, just imagine that. But amazing times, and I don't think. They obviously cut that together, so some of the... I don't know if they sped it all up, but maybe life was just that fast.
We had to squeeze it into 5 minutes.
Crazy.
So if you want that, you can have that. We've just tweeted a link to it at BBCR1. If you want to go and download it, you can have it for free. Pete Tong's first ever Essential Mix, cut down into mini mix form. So obviously over the years, there's been a huge list of superstar DJs that have taken on the Essential Mix. What are the standout ones for you?
I think all the iconic ones of getting certain acts to do them for the first time. I mean, some people were very keen to do them. Other people I had to kind of convince to do them. Other people I chased literally for 15 years. In the case of Ricardo Villalobos, who only just recently did his first ever Essential Mix. I used to bump into him in Ibiza and he used to say, eventually.
Yeah.
But thinking back, I mean, the Daft Punk one obviously will always stand out because it seems kind of mad that they actually did one. But they were very into the show and like very respectful of what we were doing and what the BBC was doing. So they, I never got them to do another one, but it was an amazing mix. I think mixes like the Goa mix that Oki did and David Holmes mixes when he used to come on in the 90s and just like turn the whole thing upside down and do 2 hours of funk and soul and northern soul. And that 97 mix that... you know, became so many people's favourites and allegedly got him the job as the music supervisor for the Ocean's films. That was pretty special. And then more recently, just seeing, you know, people like Eric talking about his mix and how important it is to him that, you know, still all this time later, it moves the needle for so many people. And then so many of the live shows as well. Like when we went to Blackpool.
Yes, of course, my hometown.
Were you in the audience?
I wasn't actually, but it was talk of the town and I still wanted to be there, but someone recorded it and I listened to it for weeks on end after you did it there. Do you remember doing that one at the Syndicate?
I do. And I think that was it was carrying on that theme of just going, you know, people got used to us coming to, you know, being in London or being in Manchester or Liverpool, but it was really, really important to go out to other towns and cities around the UK and going up to Scotland and Northern Ireland and Wales as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where you really felt the craziest energy, and people really appreciated us turning up and bringing that vibe back and sharing it on air. That was always another key part of the Essential Mix. So, just how complex it's got, you know, from mixes like recently, like Soul Wax, that would go and make, you know, 2 hours of original music just to do an Essential Mix. It's just mind blowing that people are still doing that.
People,
so, you know,
it's not, they don't just throw it together. They really made a lot of effort.
Eagles and Butterflies really like went and made a bunch of new tracks as well. And you know, people still launch a lot of new music during their sets, and we still get to turn people's heads occasionally. You know, I think, you know, when Maya came along and Helena Hauff's mix that, you know, last year, just getting, you know, different flavors on air and seeing how that moves people as well. So let's keep doing it.
Let's definitely keep doing it. So a man who you mentioned briefly before, who is synonymous really with the Essential Mix, is Carl Cox, and I got to catch up with him earlier this year, so you'll be hearing from him on the other side of this. You mentioned Daft Punk, Pete, so it's only right we get a bit of Daft Punk
on. We should. Thomas and Guy.
Yes. We all know this one. We know what's coming. It's Danny Harron and Pete Tong celebrating 25 years.
And it was the year of their debut album as well, so it was a big moment.
Hi, this is Ben Klock. I won Essential Mix of the Year in 2015.
Hi, this is John Digweed for the Essential Mix's 25th birthday.
Hey Pete, it's Nick Fanciulli here. Massive congratulations on 25 years of the Essential Mix.
This is Axwell here, just calling to congratulate Pete Tong and the Essential Mix for reaching 25 years.
Hi, this is Sebastian Ingrosso for the Essential Mix at 25 on BBC Radio 1.
Yo, what up? It's MK. Congratulations to Pete Tong and Radio 1 for 25 years of the Essential Mix.
Put up, please, Bondi Beach, Carl Cox in Sydney!
BBC Radio 1, it's Danny Howard, joined in the studio now by Carl Cox. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. Good to be here, as always.
Yes, we love having you here. I just want to talk to you because it's a special year for Radio 1 Dance Music. Our Essential Mix is 25 years old, can you believe? And I know you've been a big part of it.
Yeah.
What does the Essential Mix mean to you?
You know what, it's fantastic to be able to be here after 25 years and to have that broadcast that is still paving the way of what the dance scene is all about. And that was the idea of the Essential Mix, was to get the music across to people based on what was going on that night in your local club area, in your country, which has been a big part of now, obviously, festivals now, and you know, and I would say a lot of the success of this music is probably down to the Essential Mix, because people just used to tune in to hear what the DJs were going to be playing at any time, and the Essential Mix, if you listen to them all, every one of them is different. Most of my Essential Mixes were live. If there was a favourite one that I ever did was the one on the Millennium where I got to play twice. And when we first did Sydney, which was the first kind of turn of the century, it went out to millions of people at that particular time. And then I was mad enough to jump on an old 747 Qantas Airlines, because they said that if the Y2K kicked in and the plane was worked by the computers, and then the pilots can grab hold of it and fly it themselves.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm like,
Give you all the confidence you need.
Yeah, I was like, another drink, please. So basically, when it happened, I flew over to Hawaii 12 hours later and did the whole thing again. So I was the only DJ to actually do two essential mixes with two New Years. And for me, that was just phenomenal to be able to have the power of the radio behind me, and for people to see that this was a start of something amazing, you know, based on that we're still listening to it now and people are still supporting it and celebrating the fact that Essential Mix had a massive part in our dance music success.
I think you're the DJ who's done the most Essential Mixes, I'm told.
Yeah.
Do you remember how many that is?
Something like 25.
Wow.
25. When I was told that, I thought, you're old. You've been around as long as been around.
Which is quite poignant because it's celebrating 25 years. So congratulations to you for being the most featured DJ on the Essential Mix. And congratulations to everyone who's done an Essential Mix. And congrats to Radio 1. It's massive. And we're celebrating that hard 25 years and still counting.
Fantastic. You know, and long live, you know, the Essential Mix. Because, like I said, without it, I think the world would have been a different place.
I agree.
Essential Mix at 25.
Hey, Carl Cox, great to hear his voice on the show tonight. Unfortunately, he can't be here in the building. He's actually motor racing over in Australia. He's had a busy summer, but such an important figure of the Essential Mix history. He's actually got that number wrong. I am sure it's like pushing 40-something in terms of his Essential Mixes when you count all the live ones as well. Just got to give a massive shout-out to the Northern Ireland Massive as well and all the people at Lush and Colin Hamilton, because that was another real killer place to go with the Essential Mix and so many great shows from there. So big up to you lot, and we'll be thinking of you tonight. You can't be here. But the Essential Mix is not just about the big names, and it's also about being as eclectic as possible and bringing across other styles and giving, you know, it's always a blank canvas of radio. And if you make great electronic music, then this was the show that you needed to be on. And one of the DJs that really kind of summed all of that up was Goldie back in 1997 when he got to do his debut Essential Mix. Here he is here with Ulterior Motive and I Adore You.
I'll be there for you. Hey, it's Mr. Goldie here. Live and direct, it's 25 years of the Essential Mix right here on BBC Radio 1. I think my first Essential Mix was D&B one, was, you know, it was a classic piece. I mean, that mix meant a lot because at the time, D&B wasn't really on Radio 1. And it was a great opportunity to showcase a lot of really great, talented producers from the UK. They were making waves around the world, and it was a big moment for us. I think it's crazy how the Essential Mix has just stood the test of time. It's been one of those kind of staple diets of anyone that's, you know, international, listening to world music. When it was predominantly, you know, Pete's idea to create this base of music for the UK. And big respects, man, 25 years.
Radio 1.
Essential Mix at 25.
Such a tune, Goldie, an ulterior motive. I adore you on BBC Radio 1.
Radio
1.
Essential Mix at 25.
Turn it up and feel the groove.
Essential.
So it's Friday night. It's a special night because we are celebrating 25 years of the Essential Mix. Very shortly, we're going to be crossing over to our live lounge or pop-up club, if you will, for you live on BBC Radio 1 tonight. DJ sets from Shy FX, Crystal Clear, Paul Wolford, Derek May, The Black Madonna, Derek Carter, Heidi, Patrick Topping, Scream, Nicole Mudaba, Errol Alkin and Slam. I mean, it's a pretty big lineup, isn't it, Pete?
Unbelievable. I've just realised a life ambition now is to get all of these shows up somewhere so we can listen to them anytime we like, anytime over the 25-year history. And it's been complicated. We talked about it before, but what an if.
Yeah. let's work on that. But back to tonight, before we go to the live lounge, we can't talk about the Essential Mix without mentioning Sasha, can we?
Not at all. I think really for me, Sasha really was... He was the first one... who was the person you wanted their mixtape. He was the guy that, you know, that when you saw him play back in the day, before the Essential Mix even started, people used to ask him for tapes of what he'd played so they can enjoy it in another situation. And I think he kind of defines what mixing was all about at the beginning. He had such a talent for it. Contributed to some amazing live shows with John Digweed from Twilo. We captured Sasha back at the first Creamfields, as I mentioned earlier. But he also did a really iconic show where he kind of took the future of DJing to a whole nother level. He'd invented this mixer, which like weighed a ton, called a Mavern, that he used to cut around with him. And he was the first DJ to really get into playing with Ableton and doing really complicated edits and live reinterpretations of tracks. So we set him up with Made Avail with this equipment. He spent months planning it. He was a complete nervous wreck worrying about stuff breaking down, and like, he had like, you know, backup setups and everything. It was a real moment, and it went on to be the Essential Mix of that year. So yes, Sasha is a big part of the history of this show.
Wow. Well, let's hear a bit of Sasha, and then on the other side of this, we're going to the live lounge for some back-to-back live DJ sets. So, Pete, I think you're going to get the DJs ready. Go round them up.
I am.
Here is Sasha and track 10.
Hi, this is Sasha for the Essential Mix at 25 on BBC Radio 1. My first Essential Mix was actually early in 1994. Up to this point, I think the reason why the Essential Mix was so exciting was that it was very difficult to get access to this kind of music. We didn't have the internet. People would do bootleg tapes, copies of mixes. You never quite knew if they were genuine mixes from DJs or people copying your style. So to suddenly have Radio 1 broadcasting mixes late at night, it was a really important thing. You know, obviously later on they started to do the live broadcast as well, which added a whole other element of excitement to things. I think the reason why the Essential Mix is still going strong is because people still have such respect for it. They still really care about it. It's a portal to incredible new DJs, up-and-coming DJs, or the DJ that's really having the year of his life, you know, the moment of his career.
And yeah, you just have to look at the roll call of people that have played over the years on Essential Mix to realise how influential it's been.
And track 10 on BBC Radio 1 on this very, very special occasion. And now it's time, right the way up till 1 o'clock in the morning with a specially invited audience of Essential Mix fans and you guys at home. This is Radio 1's Essential Mix at 25.